The political center of gravity around Virginia's data center industry shifted in a single Tuesday. Prince William County supervisors voted 8-0 to kill a 1,940-acre, 43-million-square-foot campus in Dulles South, and the applicant walked away from its legal fight rather than push through. On the same day, Governor Spanberger signed the $205 billion state budget that, for the first time, taxes data centers directly. The county that built the modern hyperscale playbook just drew a hard line, and Richmond put a price on the externality. Those two moves together changed the industry's calculus in ways that a single veto or a single zoning denial never could. Watch whether Loudoun and Fauquier cite Prince William's 8-0 vote in their own upcoming hearings. And watch the SCC after Lieutenant Governor Hashmi sent commissioners a detailed July 6th letter demanding named authors, internal documents, and a fuller accounting of the $2.25 billion in customer bill credits inside the Dominion-Nextera merger. Her core argument, 6 months is not enough time to scrutinize a deal this large. If the commission grants an extension, every rate assumption in the merger gets relitigated. On public safety, Virginia's new assault weapons ban is already enjoined, with state police blocked from enforcement through at least December 31st. Attorney General Jones is fighting on. Richmond's police chief resigned this week into that same unsettled environment. Meanwhile, Old Dominion University secured full state funding for its new engineering and arts building in Norfolk, the largest capital investment in ODU's history, slated to open in 2030. Two quieter July 1st laws carry real household weight, clean slate seal certain misdemeanor records from employers and landlords, and the new pay transparency statute requires salary ranges and job postings while barring questions about prior pay. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit Virginia. ThisWeek.com.